We are live. Miss me?
I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing?
How about a nebula?
Oh, this is nice.
What would this gorgeous gas cloud look
realize
like up close?
That this fabric is not limited to one zone or another. In fact, there's a region of the fabric that could hash out an entire universe with the variations in the laws of physics simply because...
How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve?
Good question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Oh.
Reality can be whatever I want.
You are now inside our nebula.
It's been quite the journey. I guess I should go ahead and introduce myself, all right? My name is Sunny. I've been documenting my journey for nearly a year now. It's probably been over a year by now. And I don't own a doctorate, nor am I qualified to teach life lessons in anything. I'm just an ordinary guy who's been seeking answers in life and who's trying to figure out who he is, who the people around him are, and maybe you'd like to join me along with this journey. So I hope you guys stick with me as we find out the answers inside our nebula. So, it's been a minute since I've uploaded a video, even more so, a podcast episode. But before this video starts, I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who's been very active on the Discord server. I really appreciate you guys so much. For the week that I was gone, you guys were really pushing it out there, really doing your best. And without you guys, this server would not really be possible. So thank you guys so much for all what you do. And yeah, stay tuned for the things that may come out at the end. Now, second thing, and probably the most important one, if you are listening to this video in one of our several podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio, iHeartRadio, that thing, yeah, I remember that. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure to just pause it for a second. Go to YouTube. If you're driving, don't pause it. Please don't. I know some of you guys listen to me while you're driving, and I do appreciate that, but do not pause the video while you're driving. I want you to stay safe while you drive. Now, if you're watching this video, that's a good thing because you're getting the full experience. For those of you who are not watching the video, you're only getting about 70% of the experience because a lot of the things that we'll be talking about will be shown on video, and some scenes will include voices, some of them won't. Now, the ones that do include voices, I will not include them in the podcast because I want the podcast to be more official and authentic. So, you will get an experience while listening to it, but you will get a better experience if you were to watch it. Now, per usual, you guys know I don't really care for the views of each video. I just want to document my time here on Earth. I want to document my life. And hopefully, when my kids do see the videos that I do make, they'll realize what type of person I am. They'll realize what type of person their dad is. And I don't know, I feel like it would be a gateway for them into the past of what my life was like. Let's get right into this video. Why am I going to California? Honestly, because it's been a long time coming. Me and Nay, as you guys know, one of the several guests on our podcast, me and Nay have been trying to travel the world for the longest time. And in order to travel the world, we decided that we got to start somewhere, right? So why not start somewhere small? We've gone to several places like Texas. We've gone to places like New York. But that's not enough. We haven't gone anywhere like far, far in the country. So, Hawaii is pretty far, but still in the country. So that would have been better. But we decided California would be where we go. And yeah, so we went to California. We enjoyed the ride there. It was really awesome, and that's what this video is going to be about, okay? Next up, plushie! So, one of the several gifts I got while visiting California is Squishmallow. That's what they're called, Squishmallow. So, I got a Squishmallow. They're very squishy. There was another Squishmallow I could have gotten, more details later, but I got this Squishmallow, and I'm really proud of it, and I'm really excited about it, and, yeah, I'll be squishing him. Hold up. His name is Casimir. Casimir works at a retirement home. Casimir likes to do a lot of community service. And Casimir's nickname is Karen. I think me and Casimir have a lot in common. Squish, squish. Yeah, if you guys see me just squishing this throughout the entire video, it's probably because, you know, it's my first ever Squishmallow, and I'm really happy about it. So, say hi to Casimir. Alright, I gotta admit that there was some delay going into California. Originally, I was supposed to go into the flight at 10 a.m. and then leave, you know, for California to Chicago. I should be there by around, like, 11-ish. And while I'm there at 11-ish, from there, I'll go into, you know, California, Long Beach. But that did not happen. So I was called on my phone by Southwest Airlines. They told me that the flight was delayed. And I was like, okay, cool. How long is it delayed? So it turns out only the first flight was delayed, not the connecting flight. And that was not going to work out well because it's only an hour difference. And I was going to end up missing the second flight if the first flight was delayed. So what I had to do was I got the first flight. I got it changed. And I also got the second flight changed. But for it to align, I would have to change the times dramatically. So the first flight was changed completely because I was supposed to reach California by 11 a.m. / 12 p.m. And everything got changed. So I ended up going on the first plane at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I got to Phoenix, Arizona by around like 2 to 3 p.m. Arizona time. I don't know what your time zone is. Probably like, I think they're in Houston time zone, or they're in Houston time zone, I don't remember. But and then from there, I got into a plane going into Cali, and I wasn't in California till about maybe 6-5 p.m.-ish. And that really put a huge halt on a lot of our plans. But it is what it is. The first day, we didn't get to do anything. We didn't get to do anything. I got to meet some very interesting people who I will be referring to by their code name. We have codename Honey, codename Wifey, codename Lucy, codename Shy, and codename King Kai. You can tell by that expression how much I really enjoy King Kai. He's amazing and he's the best, and you guys will get to see more of him in a little bit. I got picked up by Honey, Wifey, and Shy. They were really nice to me. They were really cool. Except this picture. I don't know why they took this picture. I don't really like how this picture looks. But we'll talk more about that later. Because of how late I was going to be for the flights, the Airbnb that I had booked, I was supposed to pick up the keys by around like 4 p.m. Because I wasn't going to get off the plane till like 6 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m.-ish, I didn't end up getting the keys. So for the first night, the Airbnb person didn't even like answer the call. Don't get me wrong, the person was still amazing. So was the rest of the week. We got to spend time in the Airbnb. It was still nice. It was awesome. But before that, it was very hectic because I had to find a hotel to stay for that one night. And luckily, Honey and Wifey were really patient with me. I did look a little frustrated. Apparently, I always look angry. Guys, I promise I'm not angry. It's just my face. That does not sound good. I promise I'm not angry. It's just, I don't openly look happy. I don't know how to, I'm just not angry, okay? Just know if you see me and I'm frowning 10 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 6 out of 10 times, I am not angry. Yeah. As the rest of the day was going, the family of Honey were really nice and accommodative towards me. They make some of the best food ever, Hispanically speaking. Did I really just say Hispanically speaking? That's a new word of the day, Hispanically speaking. I like that. Let's go ahead and give it a whole definition and everything. All right, there we go. Hispanically speaking made. It is an adverb, okay? And the origin is, well, me, all right? And the definition is to speak to someone in a Hispanic accent or tone. I swear, guys, I am not racist. I just thought this was a really funny word to make up, okay? And examples of Hispanically speaking in a sentence. Hispanically speaking, I feel like I am the best. Together we went over, but Hispanically speaking, she was pretty cute. Yeah, okay, we're making that a word. Hispanically is going to be a word. Next up, we had to go get Nay. And to get Nay, I wanted to do something a little different, a little special. I decided I was going to dress up as a cow. Yes, a cow. So, those who are on Discord, they know I have a cat onesie because I wear it sometimes for the Discord call. those who are not aware, yes, I do have a cow onesie. Will I be wearing it now? No. Now, in this cow onesie, I decided that I wanted to see if Nave would easily recognize me, yes or no, and how his reaction would be. Needless to say, Nave is not the only person who will be seeing me at the airport terminal with this cow onesie. A bunch of other people will be seeing me too. So as you can see, it might not have been the most pleasing of situations. Yeah, but then again, you guys know me. When do I ever care for public embarrassment? Going into it, it took a very, very long time. It shows right here that the flight has not been delayed, so we should be expecting them to arrive soon. But where is Nay? I can't find him. So we decided we're going to wait a little bit, try to enjoy the ride, wait it out, and still nothing's going on, nothing's happening. So we decided we'll wait even a little longer. So fast forward a little bit. Nope. Okay, fast forward even a little more. Okay, all right, tell you what, let's just fast forward all the way until we can see him, because all these people right here are looking at me, and I'm not enjoying that. I'm not enjoying how they're looking at me at all. Okay, okay, and bingo, look at that, we found an A. So as Nay is walking up to me, he is trying to ignore me, because I'm sure he thinks, oh wow, I see a cow right here. Let me ignore him, let me pretend I don't see that cow, because that's a very weird looking cow. So, Nate keeps walking, pretending I don't exist, because he does not realize that it's me yet. And as he's walking towards to go check up his bags, I start following him. I'm sure he's thinking, why is this cow following me? Something weird is going on right here. So, he turns around to try and confront me. And that's when he realized, I'm the cow. So, he comes up to me and he says, wow, I knew this would be you. He didn't know it. But he comes up to me and says, I knew this would be you. Only you would wear something like this. And he's right. Probably only me. I'm sure there are other people who are bold enough to do something like that. But probably only me. I didn't want to wear a cow onesie the entire day. So we decided that I was going to change. So Nay was tired from jet lag. And he wanted to sleep. Luckily for us, Honey has the most comfortable house in the world. And a really comfy couch. So we slept. Well, Nay slept. I just stayed awake, and we watched Brother Bear, so tell everybody I'm on my way. Next up, we decided we're going to visit the Walk of Fame. So these are a few of the pictures we took at the Walk of Fame. It felt like I was walking through a piece of history, and I really admired that. So the several things that we did see as we went to the Walk of Fame were Betty White, Winnie the Pooh, we saw the Walt Disney little star thingy, we saw Shrek, shout out to Shrek. And we saw, who else was it? Paul Rudd. Yes, we did see Paul Rudd. Did I say Chris Pratt? We saw Chris Pratt, if I didn't say Chris Pratt. I think that was all we saw for the Walk of Fame, at least the ones I wanted to take a picture. Vin Diesel. Yes, we saw Vin Diesel. I did get to see the Elvis Presley car, one of his cars. I don't know what this car was called, okay? I know some of Elvis Presley's songs. I'm not the biggest fan of him in the world, but I really do appreciate this car. So I guess next up, I got to explain to you what it's like sleeping at an Airbnb. This was my first ever experience at an Airbnb that I pay for. Usually somebody else pays for it, and I just spend time there, but this is one that I paid for. And I don't know why, but the experience felt different once it was something that I paid for, because I got to experience the fruits of my labor specifically, and it was really amazing. I really enjoyed it. But that wasn't all. Codename Honey had an amazing birthday party that we were planning for. And she is one of the big reasons why me and Nate decided that California would be a good place to visit, as well as seeing King Kai, because everybody loves King Kai. A lot of the stuff we did was really amazing. The birthday was really awesome. These are some videos from us at the birthday party. At the end of the birthday party, there was some unfinished business I had to take care of. So another huge reason in visiting Cali was because I have a lot of history with some people there. Not all of it is always good history. Throughout life, I have made several mistakes. I have made several wrong choices. And it was time I started facing my choices. So, there was a girl specifically that I had wronged a long time ago. And a time so far, far away from now. my first ever girlfriend. So there you go, guys, my first ever girlfriend. And this is my first time seeing her in years. So just wanted to go say hi to her and try to, because we ended in a very bad note. So try to like fix things between us, not like fix and get back together, but fix and make sure that she doesn't hate me. And yeah, I never hated her. I just felt regret for a lot of the ways I acted around her. And I mean, sure, I could have gone my whole life without ever seeing her. That would have been perfectly fine. But deep down in the back of my mind, I know there would have been that little voice saying, but what if I had said sorry? And yeah, so this was a way for me to look at her in the eyes and say sorry for how I treated her back then and how she will always mean a lot to me, no matter what. So if you are watching this video, I want you to know you're the best. I do love you, and I want you to know I'm rooting for you no matter what. I do want to say thank you, though. She made me these really cute nail thingies. Like, obviously, I'm not going to wear these, obviously. One, I don't know how to wear them. Two, I'm just not about to go through all that struggle. But she made these really cute nails, and like, they look really amazing, and I really love them. And yeah, so they're obviously Demon Slayer based, and she did such a good job at them. But yes, so I do want to say I apologize for everything I have done to you in the past, and I hope you can find a way to forgive me. I love you, and I wish you all the best in life. Keep up the good work. Champ. That's her name. We call her Champ. Her nickname is Champ. So keep up the good work, Champ. Thank you, honey. Thank you, wifey. Thank you, King Kai. Thank you, Shy. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, everyone who was there. All the people in Discord who met up. All the people who are my friends who met up. Just, California was a really great experience. I really loved it. Feels like my second home at this point. I know I've only been there 1 week, but you guys are some of the best people I've ever experienced in my life. You guys really make me happy. You guys really touch my heart a lot. Thank you guys so much. I love you all. And yeah, that about wraps up this video. I just want to say a special shout out to Honey, King Kai, Wifey, Shy, and Nay, and Lucy. I really appreciate you guys for taking me in. You guys are really awesome. Yeah, it really does feel like a second family over there. But yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up this video. I really appreciate you guys so much. Make sure to follow us on our Instagram at into.thenebula. Follow us on our Twitter at into_thenebula. And we'll see you guys later. Peace out. Stay classy.